High school students from around Massachusetts gather in Worcester tonight to get ready for a march to the city of Springfield that begins tomorrow. They're heading to the headquarters of Smith & Wesson to call on the gunmaker to take new steps to protect the public from shootings like the recent one at the high school in Parkland, Florida. Two organizers of the 50-mile march are 17-year-old Vickiana Petit-Homme, a senior at Boston Latin Academy, and 17-year-old China Lee Chanvong, who attends Sabis International Charter School in Springfield. We asked both what they hope to accomplish. Here's Petit-Homme.
We always think we have the strongest gun laws. Where do we go next after this? Well, we have a gun manufacturer right at our back door that's shipping weapons out of state that's being used to kill people, that's being used in horrors like Aurora, San Bernardino, Parkland. So that was kind of the thought process of, okay, we need to demand that they take accountability for their action.
And China Lee?
Smith & Wesson is actually directly in my backyard, and they have been silent for so long, and we really just want to have them be held accountable for their contributions to this national epidemic.
What kind of accountability do you think that Smith & Wesson should take for shootings around the country?
So something I'd really like to see them do is come out saying, yes, we did manufacture these guns, and yes, we have contributed to these mass shootings, but now is the time for them to step up and say, it's time to be on the side of change. Just because you're a gun manufacturer doesn't mean you can't be part of the gun control movement. Making safer guns if Smith & Wesson did make safer guns and contributed to this movement, it would address the cries of the public that have been going on since March.
What do you want from Smith & Wesson, and what happens if they don't come out the door to speak to you at all?
So we have two demands for Smith & Wesson. So the first one is that they stop the manufacturing of weapons that are illegal to be sold and distributed in Massachusetts, and also that are illegal because of the Maura Healey's copcat ban. Why is it okay for them to go elsewhere and be used in other communities?
Why is it okay for them to make them here and then ship them
and
out?
And then ship them out, yeah.
And you're talking about assault weapons and copycat assault weapons.
Yes, yes. And the second demand is that they donate $5 million to gun violence prevention research, and that could save a lot of lives.
China Lee?
One of the previous asks we did have before to Smith & Wesson was to meet with the student organizers of 50 Miles More and March for Our Lives, but the response we got back was sort of a ping-pong response. They have previously stated that they wanted to, but when we have reached out to them, they denied wanting to meet with us student organizers.
You're both about to go back to school for the fall?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you felt threatened at school?
My school, we actually did have a threat, and I have felt that imminent feeling of fear in me that I didn't know if this was, you know, the last time I was going to see my friends or hear from my brother who was in sixth grade on the floor below me, or if when I left the house, if that was the last time I was going to speak to my mother. I realized I didn't want any other child or teen to have that same fear I did.
Do you feel safe at school?
My school right now is creating fire drills and lockdown drills on the same day. I am solely feeling more safer in my school, but I believe there are more procedures that can be put into place.
Safe?
Yes, generally. It's not the schools that I'm more worried about. It's like when I'm walking home and in my neighborhood, that's where most of the danger is.
Do you support the Second Amendment?
I do support the Second Amendment. I don't think it should be repealed. This is just a matter of these are very dangerous weapons and we cannot be so light with them, and there just needs to be stricter gun laws.
China Lee?
I believe that the things and actions we are pushing for will not impact responsible gun owners. It's simply we're trying to close these loopholes and, you know, rally for universal background checks. So if you are a responsible gun owner, you should not be affected by the actions we're trying to put into place.
Vickiana Petit-Homme, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
China Lee Chanvong, same to you.
Thank you. It was nice being here.